There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. It is Christmas Day. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Love it. Here we go. The madness begins in only a handful of hours. Can't wait to get the games tipped off. We will break down and talk about all of the games in the tournament today. And joining us on the program, Paul Stone, professional sports bettor in an hour. We'll get his best bets. He's on for a couple of segments. And Mike Palm for a full hour. A lot to go over with him, obviously. Break down the tournament, what you can expect to see if you're coming to Las Vegas this week, and advice for Vegas first-timers for the madness. You excited? You ready? You giddy? You pumped?
Ready to go. Great games were excellent yesterday. Right, Stake? Imagine if Bryant played Arizona. Had to put up a 180.
Well, it still might get that way with Wright State and Arizona.
Be, yeah.
And Arizona might need to be a little careful.
Uh-huh.
Wright State's good. That's not a 16 seed.
Holden's good,
that
too.
That we watched last night.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So here's the news that you need to know this morning with the tournament. In the very first game that tips off, it's Michigan, and they're laying 1.5 against Colorado State at Bet Rivers. The total is 137.5. Their point guard, Jones, is out for the game. On the season, he averaged more than 10 points per game. 4.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. He was really good against Ohio State. He had 21-9 against them. He's out today. That number came down a little bit yesterday when we found out the news. That's one injury. You also have the game coming up with Baylor, which is in the morning session as well. LJ Cryer, out. He averaged 13.5 points per game, was basically their best player on offense. It is a 16 seed that we're watching, but he's going to miss some time here in the tournament, Paulie.
In the first weekend.
So that's big. And then you have, this is unfortunate for San Francisco, their big fella, Masalski, all first-team West Coast Conference performer, 13.5 points, almost 10 rebounds, and a couple of blocks out against Murray State.
This might be the biggest one. This affected the line, and yeah, this is they're in the tournament. They haven't won a tournament game since 1979 with Bill Cartwright. And they haven't been in the dance since 1998.
Oh, that hurts.
A hell of a season, right. And you lose a guy who's 13-9. Yeah, killer. I mean, it's tough enough. You're going against a team that's 30-2 and won all these games in a row with Murray State. And remember, I hate to see that.
So do I. And remember, San Francisco opened up the favorite at some spots, like as high as 2, 2.5. And now it's completely flipped, and you're looking at Murray State laying 2 in the game.
Yes. We also have some travel issues, something to monitor. I don't know how – maybe the Colorado State thing's put to bed and put to rest after they were hanging around and waiting and out in limbo with the NC2A, not letting them know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the Memphis, Penny Hardaway was complaining. They had some issues. They were the late game on Sunday. Now they're one of the early games, and they had to travel to Portland, and they had some issues. And Indiana's flight was delayed.
By like 4 hours,
right?
From what we heard, yeah.
And you pointed out yesterday about the late game, and then you have to travel to Portland and take on St. Mary's. So that's something else to factor in as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for tidbits that really caught your attention for the first round?
Great tidbits. So we start with Michigan and Colorado State. Good job by Bierman and Felica with ESPN. Last 15 years, Michigan is the 8th team seeded 11th or worse to be favored in the round of 64. The other 7, 6-1 straight up in ATS. 13 times an 11 seed's been favored over of 6. They've won 9. The average win margin of victory is 16 points per game.
They're blowing the 6 seeds out when they're favored.
Yes. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
11 seed has made the Sweet 16 6 of the last 7 years. That's another one.
I will say this. I am a little bit concerned with two of my bets that I have. As you may or may not know, I tied in Indiana money line to Michigan money line today. Indiana won, of course, the other night. A little bit concerned now without Jones. I mean, he's a key part of this team, obviously. And I also bet against the Mountain West Conference, so I kind of got the double whammy going here out of the gates.
Well, you're not the only one. You're not a fan of Juwan Howard's coaching ability either.
I am not.
That's right. That's okay. 9 of the last 10 years, a team seeded 7 or worse has made the Elite 8. A 12 seed has won 31 of the last 36 tournaments. An 11 seed has won 16 in a row. Again, the 11 seed. Round of 64. A 10 seed has won 13 in a row. The ACC's on a 12-32 ATS run in the round of 64. Since moving to the WAC, New Mexico State is 0-9. Average loss, 11 points per game. Although in 2019, they had Auburn beat. Lost by 1. Auburn went to the Final Four.
I will say this. Not many people in the history of our lifetime, right, do it like Allen Boston.
Uh-huh.
He's a professional. Well, better, and he dominates like during the college basketball. His time of year is right now with college basketball, and from November until right now, he's done it for a long, long time. I listened to a radio spot with Allen yesterday. He said, if you can still get 7, and I haven't looked this morning yet at that number specifically, but he grabbed 7, said that's key. Don't do 6.5, but he also said that New Mexico State can win this game outright.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
He loves them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he loves this team this year.
Okay.
And he likes the matchup a lot against Connecticut as well.
All right, I like Connecticut based on the numbers and some of the KenPom stuff. All right, fair enough. Atlantic Sun teams, 6-1 ATS run in the round of 64. Big Sky, 3-11 ATS. Andy Enfield, as you pointed out, 10-1 ATS run in the tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They might be worth a look against Miami. Jamie Dixon, 3-11 ATS last 14 tournament games. He's lost 5 of 6, 4 as a favorite. Yikes. Since Steph Curry and Davidson reached the Elite 8, the SoCon is 1-12 straight up. Summit League, they've covered 7 of their last 8 as a dog. More reasons for South Dakota State. And to save the best for last, no defending champ has advanced past the Sweet 16 since Florida had the repeat 15 years ago. And no team has won the title after losing their first conference tournament game. Bad news for Baylor, Auburn, and Illinois.
Yep.
Good tidbits from the guys at ESPN.
So what do you want to do with this Michigan game this morning? Their SOS, largely because they played in the Big Ten, was 6th overall in the country. Colorado State, 80th. KenPom, they're very close. Michigan, 33, and Colorado State, 31. In the net, Michigan, 34. Colorado State, 28.
Well, this should be Boise State. This was a miss seed.
It was.
By bad job by the committee. I am going without anti-Mountain West. What Michigan team am I going to get? Certainly, they're battle-tested. And you look at the quad one wins and the 7-9 away neutral record, but up 17 against Indiana. I mean, that performance, the meltdown, but still the performance through 30 minutes looks better considering what Indiana did in Dayton. But can you slow down Roddy? And what is the big guys down low will decide the game, I think.
I think so
Dickinson
too.
And Roddy as well. But it's just, to me, It's been a ATM machine going back. When in doubt, fade the Mountain West. It's been a disaster.
Yep.
They can't win games, and they're good seeds and sometimes favored.
So here's what I'm going to do today. And people who actually tailed me on the Indiana-Michigan Moneyline Parlay reached out to see what I was going to do today because of the Jones injury.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hope that Michigan gets out to a nice lead. I'm not doing anything before the game starts. I might come back at that point with Colorado State in play. Because, by the way, we saw Michigan blow a 17-point second-half lead against Indiana, and I don't think Howard's a very good coach. So if you can get a nice big number in play with Colorado State, that's going to be my plan today to see if I can win both bets at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's this in the second game that tipped off today. 12:40 Eastern time on True TV, South Dakota State against Providence. Friars Lane 2, total is 148.5. Okay, so four seeds. Unreliable lately for bettors. 10-17-1 ATS, that's 37% over the last seven seasons. And that's what you have today with Providence laying that short two-point number. Jared Bearson tweet, the highest three-point percentage in Division I history, minimum 300 made. This year, South Dakota State team, 44.9%. Better than the 2015-16 Michigan State team at 43.4%. South Dakota State is the best high-volume three-point shooting team in Division I basketball history.
Mama. Yep.
Watch out.
Yes, absolutely. They've won 21 in a row. Great offense, bombs away from three, 223 in defense, though, right? And they like to get up, and Providence likes to slow it down.
For sure.
But this is South Dakota State, Colgate, Vermont, and Murray State. Both things can be true. You could be of a very, very good team, but in a lousy conference.
Absolutely.
So this is, right. So this
we saw
this
for many years with Gonzaga.
Right. This is hard to handicap because they've won 21 in a row. They ripped right through the Summit. Great job, good team, and you saw it with Vermont, Murray State, and Colgate too. But again, everyone's on South Dakota State. And this, how often do you get to see the Big East regular season champ against a mid-major play the no respect card?
Yeah,
he's exactly right, Cooley.
Right, right. So here is Providence head coach. He's absolutely onto something here. He knows it. He's been reading the room. He hears it. Ed Cooley to the media, like, nobody's picking us.
I've been now in college coaching now for 28 years, and I can say this is the most connected group I've ever coached. It's the funnest group I've ever coached. It's one of the toughest groups I've ever coached. Is it the most talented? I don't know. But I tell you what, they're very, very good young men, and I can tell you what, we are hungry in this tournament because the narrative is, who are they? Why are they ranked so high? Can they win this game? I don't think there's a person in America that has given us a chance in this game we're about to play. Not one person, and some of you are in this audience. And I can tell you, thank you. I'm going to thank you right now because our players have earned the right to be in this building, have earned the right at the seed that they have, and I can't tell you how excited we are to play this game tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, that is a very strong comment from a head coach, and mm-hmm. I agree with every single word that he just said.
Mm-hmm.
And using that as motivation, we kick that around all the time. How often do you know coaches in football use the point spread as motivation? Well, there you have a head coach playing today telling you, oh, we know what everybody in the world's been saying.
And I like that they were embarrassed in their last game.
Yeah.
Lost by 30. So, yep, he's exactly right. Everyone picking against him.
I bet the Jackrabbits on Sunday as soon as the number mm-hmm. popped again because numbers were, it was off market. I'm going to be looking to get off that game today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I've been saying that all week long.
And the prop? How about that?
Well,
every game here, first to 10, first to 15, largest lead, and first basket, a two or a three.
Yeah.
And the Jackrabbits bomb.
I bet that one.
You took the three-point first made field goal three-pointer.
Higher than $2, I think. Here.
Okay.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We will recap last night's betting action. Oh, it was a great night in sports last night. And I don't know, maybe I'm overreacting here, but should Wright State, should Arizona be careful with that team? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about a text, Dave Tooley? What the hell? He loved all the NHL first period overs last night, and they went 4-0. The Devils go in the first 10. Again, that's where they can get you, though. The 9.5, the 10 right there, right?
I'm seeing it on Twitter already this morning.
I know. Some books went to 9:30 this past season, and it fell in the middle there. But in any event, it's a 27-4 run. Goal in the first 10 for the Devils. Cash it again. Sixers, Cavs over 217 up to 220. 118, 114. Knicks from 10 up to 13. Routed Portland. Southern Utah over 140 up to 145. They played Kent State. Good job with the win some. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. The girl's okay here. All right, I want to warn everybody. The girl's okay, but you see the sheep here coming. Oh, boom. Oh, this comes out of nowhere. See our
the linebacker across the middle.
Oh, good form too, right? Yeah. The kid didn't know what was. Oh,
right,
man.
In the flat. Savage. Come on, head on a swivel, kid.
Yes, absolutely. Like the gal here. The girl didn't know what she was. Walking out of the driveway, and then bam, the dog comes running in. I didn't think that was going to happen either. Oh, she's minding her business and takes it. Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg.
She's very fortunate that she gets the hands down on that on the papers.
Yes.
Otherwise, that's going to be like teeth first, nose first, right under the. Oh, man.
Pavelski in the playoffs. One of the worst calls of all time. That would have been. Face plant. Yeah. And this is a heroic dog in Alaska. What a job here with the moose. You know, you watch them for the moose across the street. Little dog, little fella, right? The owner's going out to the car, and then here comes the moose staring him down. He's going to make a move, right? And look at the dog getting in the way and barking at him and chases him off. And then the owner's frantically trying to get over here, get over here. Great. They don't know their size, and they're ready. That dog's ready to throw against the moose.
8 pounds.
Yeah, I know. Look at it. Yeah.
By the way, look at the guy up in Alaska, 27 feet of snow, T-shirt on.
Yeah.
That's how you do it when you're used to it, you know?
Sun's out, guns out. Sure, that's right. Yeah. A snowball? A little tiny dog snowball? It's snowball. Look at that. Making the move on the Moose. Awesome. Lose some. Hawks Hornets over 237 up to 240. That game died. Big win for the Hornets. 116-106. Lakers T-Wolves over 237 up to 242. You only got there if you were early to the party. Knicks Blazers under 225 down to 222. Coastal Carolina over 131 up to 135, no good. South Alabama, Southeast Louisiana over 149 up to 143, that's no good. Appreciate the feedback, great response with the overrated bands, and people are passionate about their music. Absolutely. Our old producer Matt Santos checking in. He says Michael Jackson and the Police. Not bad. The Jackson thing, he had a good point. The more popular he got, the stranger, and the more erratic behavior we saw out of the guy.
Yeah, and he said rows and rows of people lined up outside wherever he was, sobbing uncontrollably. Stop it. Grow up.
Sure.
The guy was a weirdo at that time.
Yes.
Yeah. He's absolutely right with that.
Yeah, the crying in the audience, absolutely. But here's one. I've never moved as fast in life as I do when it comes to turning off Nirvana when they're on the radio. If I never hear them again, my life would be better. To each their own. But they are easily at the top of my list.
That's a good tweet.
Sure. I mean, everyone's fired up about the music. Sure. How about this from Chris? Look at this. The U2 Zootopia Tour was the worst show I've seen out of 40 years going to concerts.
That's pretty strong.
How about that?
Yep.
Huh? And a great emails and feedback, too, about that phony Bono. People pointing
100%
out some stuff about Bono, too.
Yes.
Oh, very good emails. Yep. And this is like Paulie Walnuts, right? It's officially summer in South Philly. Oh, yeah. That Paulie Walnuts routine, right? Guys out there, got the in the shorts, got the goggles on, ready, say, okay, hey, here we go. Yeah,
that's great.
Wasn't me, Tom. Bad for the books. Mavs, 1.5 up to 3. 113-111. How about that landing spot and the finish? Dinwiddie for the win. Nice player.
Well, how about the Nets blowing a 12-point fourth-quarter lead in the game last night?
Yep, died.
If the Mavericks get one more player next year, they're going to go on a run.
They will. Cuban coming out, running on the floor. That was great. Celtics, +4 down to 1.5. Routed Golden State. Oh. They always win there.
They toyed with them last night.
They did. Great job by Boston. Notre Dame Rutgers over 131 up to 134. What a game that was.
Did not need overtime, by the way.
No.
And it went to double overtime.
Yeah.
Notre Dame eventually won by 2.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250. Match, learn more. BetRivers.com.
By the way, there's one more thing about a game between two teams that played last night in the NBA. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but if you go back and look at the history of the Bucks and the Kings, when they only played twice each and every single year, they've gone over so many times, like in the last, I want to say it's like 8 or 10 years, it's almost perfect. Where when they play, and the number last night got to like 242, I believe, and it was 135, 124. It's a track meet the whole time when they play.
Yep, good call.
And that's like pre-freak, I believe, in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Good schedule to start. Third game is Memphis and Boise, 8-9. Christopher Mackinnon, point spread weekly, always get it. 14 of the last 17 8-9 matchups have gone over the total, 82%. Memphis is hot. They've won 12 of 14 since the profanity-laced tirade by Penny. A lot of people calling out his coaching ability, but I'll say he rallied the troops. They did a great job down the stretch.
He did.
Although it didn't work out in the title game against Houston. But he said, we didn't come ready to play, and horrible effort. And that certainly was the case against Houston. He is complaining about the schedule and the travel, the late game Sunday, and then the early game and a five-hour flight to Portland, where they meet Boise. Boise has no business being an 8 seed. Bad job by the committee. They have won 24 of 27. They won the regular season and conference tournament in the Mountain West. They have never won a game in the Big Dance. They're 0-7 all time. So, I unlike Tennessee, who's still complaining about their seed, and Barnes is doing it too, Rice and Boise saying, hey, no big deal. All these teams in the tournament are good. Let's go play. That's the right approach, even though they shouldn't be an 8.
I will say this. If this number continues to grow and somehow Memphis gets to like a 4 before tip-off, we're getting carried away at that point. Like Memphis is really good in terms of athleticism and how much talent they have on the court.
Uh-huh.
And as you documented, they got better with Penny over the year. But at some point, 4, if you can grab 4, or maybe like a +2 in the first half with Boise.
Oh, they're hot.
That's going to be something I'm going to have to come down on. And right now, you know, I just want to gauge and read the room here. If people keep betting the Memphis side, I'm going to go back the other way.
So one of the tempo games you discussed yesterday, too. Memphis wants to get up and go. Boise wants to slow it down. Both teams are horrendous from the free throw line. Keep this in mind. It should be close. Boise is 64% from the line. My God. But Memphis is careless with the ball. You have the Hardaway angle. Silly turnovers, but also who will dictate and control tempo in this one.
Well, okay.
Good game.
Yeah, here are the overall numbers. Memphis, 34th in the country at getting up and down the court. Boise is number 307. So Boise games, they average like 64.5 possessions. That's at Memphis more than 70. It's a big difference. Talking about almost a full 6 possessions per game, and Boise's defense is number 17 overall in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis plays pretty good defense as well. They're 31st. But you're right. Maybe there's something to that travel playing in the championship game on Sunday and on Thursday that with the quick turnaround over the years. And trends with the other game, we mentioned Cryer is out for Baylor first weekend, at least anyway. So this is in Point Spread Weekly, which you can get in the betting guide at vsin.com/subscribe. Here's the sweet spot with one seeds over the years. Between 19 and 25 points, they're only 10 and 19 since 2009. That's ATS, 34.5%. When they're favored by 18.5 points or fewer, 18.5 points, sorry. They're on an 8-1 ATS run. And Baylor today is favored by more than 20 points.
There's a good prop up. I only saw it at Bet Online. I think it's interesting, though. Will a one seed be tied or losing at the half? Yes, is 3-1. Not bad. I like that prop. And also, first to 10, Norfolk is plus 230. First to 15, they're 3-1. Giddy up, right? Instant gratification.
So am I wrong on this, or did those numbers come down a little bit? Because were 16 seeds not like in the 5-1 or 6-1 range in recent years?
But it kept cashing.
So maybe
and people keep betting it, yeah.
And so now maybe that creates some value on the actual, on the one seed or the two seed.
Sure.
I wish you could parlay this stuff.
It won't let you?
No.
Other places, no?
I haven't tried other places. But if you could parlay, because now the numbers, man, they used to be like 6-1. I know they were. So if you could get a one seed at like minus 330 and parlay it with another one seed at minus 315, I think that'd be a way to look at it. But I love the first field goal of the game. Two-pointer or a three-pointer.
That's awesome.
I bet like 8 of them yesterday.
Did you?
Just to have some fun, yeah.
Well, I had no idea. I mean, what do you make the number? It's wild. I mean, what do you make?
Even if
you got a South Dakota State who's bombs away, what do you make the number?
Yeah, I'll explain what I did coming up and how I looked at those games. No more football, no problem. Bet Rivers Sportsbook serves up tennis, soccer, hockey, college, and pro basketball, plus more. Don't miss out on Bet Rivers' many daily specials or try your hand at live player props or same-game parlays. No matter what you bet on, you can count on your withdrawal approval happening fast with more than 80% of withdrawals approved instantly at Bet Rivers. Get started with life after football with BetRivers.com. So we'll get into that coming up. Betting the first field goal of the game, two-pointer or a three-pointer, and why I did it. And 15 out of the last 20 matchups between these two seeds have gone under the total. That's next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook's offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, Bet Rivers has daily and ongoing promotions that provide extra value. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today to sign up. Got to be 21. Let's go. Madness.
Okay, so again, if you're coming to Las Vegas for the games today or you're on the way, whatever it might be tomorrow, some other time for the games, they are offering, and you can probably find this other spots as well, they're offering the first field goal of the game here at Circa, two-pointer or a three-pointer. So I went to KenPom yesterday, and I'm looking at the teams that are in the tournament that take the most threes and shoot the three ball well and that are playing today. And if they were higher than $2 on the made three-pointer for first basket of the game, I was betting them. It was simple as that.
Yeah.
And again, they're not that serious of bets. A couple $100 here, a few $100 there. If it wins, okay, that's fun.
Good.
And it'll be, you know, just a lot more to root for. But it's you know, like with South Dakota State, like we talked about today, they take, you know, a lot of threes. They make 44% of them. They're the best volume three-point shooting team in the history of the sport.
Colgate's good, too.
Yeah, they're really good. Really
good. This is, and it could be decided in 20 seconds, that bet.
Are you adding Longwood today?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Love the wood. Absolutely. How about this story? Their coach was a CFO for a major law firm. He was making $800,000 a year. He goes, nah, I'm going to try something else that does this and becomes a successful coach. They're on a run, too. They've won 20 of 21. But again, hello, peekaboo Rick Barnes, 1-11-1 ATS run in the tournament.
Uh-huh.
And Tennessee, a lot like Purdue, issues in the tournament and making deep runs. So I don't trust Barnes. The number has gone up. You're seeing 18s. He in Tennessee still complaining about the seed?
Yeah.
Move on, man.
Look
okay, you got to move on.
Seen an 18 and a half
That's
now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to hop in on Longwood as well.
I like the wood. The wood's,
see,
wood's good.
This was predictable on Sunday.
Yep.
Tennessee was going to be a very trendy team going into this tournament to make a deep run. And they might. They might. They could, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with Rick Barnes, like people would say that's only a 13-game sample size. I would come back and say, but you know what? That's over 13 years of coaching where when it matters most and it's in a big spot, this guy doesn't deliver. And the point spread is the great equalizer. That's where we keep score here in Las Vegas and now beyond. Can't get it done. ATS with the points has been an unmitigated disaster going back now.
Yep. And I was very impressed with Longwood when they ran out Winthrop. They shoot it well from three. They score 76 points per game. I think this is way too many points. It's crazy. Plus, you know, I also like the angle of play against the hot team, and they just won the conference tournament.
Yep.
And you got to move on, man. I mean, at the end of the day, what's the big difference between a 2 and a 3 seed?
Yeah, I will say
Quit
this.
Quit crying.
Right. You're exactly right. And maybe they are. They should be a 2. I would agree with that. But how many times has a 3 seed been laying 18 and a half points? That is a gigantic number for a 3 seed to be laying.
Uh-huh.
If you look at what 4s are laying in this tournament compared to what Tennessee is doing right now, and I know the power rating there is definitely with this team, but 18 and a half now is people just kept, they keep betting in line, cutting in line to bet this team. It's nuts. After that game, it's Richmond and Iowa, 3:10 p.m. Eastern. That game's on True TV. Iowa bet out of the gates on Sunday when they opened up at 9. Now what, as high as 10 and a half, total is 150 and a half. And 12 seeds, you've known about this now for a long, long time, but it's been a thing, and it's a reason, you know, for a talking point. 12 seeds are 29-16-3 ATS against 5 since 2009. 14-6-2 ATS when playing as dogs of 6 points or more. So you have that going in the Richmond game against the Hawkeyes today.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing with you see these huge point spreads is how many times will the point spread come into play? Last year in the tournament, teams that won straight up covered 84%. In the conference tournaments this year, it was 81%. It's crazy. I mean, if it's going to... But again, McCaffrey has never made it to past the first weekend. And you have the Richmond... Well, how good is Richmond, really? They just got hot at the right time.
I would agree with that.
And they had no business. Davidson blew that game. Stopped fouling. And they were... I give them credit for coming back and doing this, but they were down big in a couple of those games, too. But Iowa's the sexy pick now as well. Great offense. Can you get stops, though? Is it going to be up-tempo? Will Richmond run? And could we see a high-scoring game?
I was in the same boat as Tennessee for me. Meaning, got super hot. I'm not going to be surprised if this goes either way. If Iowa makes, if they beat Kansas, like, let's say, for example, in the Sweet 16 and go to the Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four, okay, well, they're red hot and they're playing great basketball right now. Or if they lose, like, today or in the second round, won't shock me.
Well, I'd be surprised if they lost this game. Ken Pom, 13-83. The offense, big difference there in offense too. And
I will tell you this. A couple more trends here.
Yep, go ahead.
Power schools in this 5-12 matchup as 5 seeds are 11-25-2 ATS since 2008. That's 30%. Power schools do not cover as 5 seeds in this spot. And then 15 of the last 20, you mentioned this earlier, 15 of the last 20 5-12 matchups have gone over the total. And certainly the public will be betting Iowa over as fast as possible if they haven't been already because of how they play and what they watched over the weekend in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, tough game. You're allowed to pass, though. We don't have to bet every game. But to me, this is a tough one. And the point spread's way up there.
Yep. You have another 1 seed going today at 4:15 Eastern on TNT, Gonzaga against Georgia State. And, this number was all over the map when it opened on Sunday at different books. Again, one book right open at 27 for Gonzaga. Others were around 22.5 or 23, settling in now around 23 or 23.5. Now, this Bulldogs team, again, power rated to the moon, like they were last year. A year ago in the tournament without fans, they took teams out, and they killed everybody. The common denominator with Georgia State among college basketball people, when they were given the 16, the reaction was, oh my God, that's not a 16 seed. Saying they could have been this team could easily be a 14. Take that for what it's worth.
I agree with what you said earlier. Were those two 16s yesterday? Especially Wright State?
If you watch the first half of that game last night, you're telling me both those teams are 16 seeds?
Yeah.
I think not.
Yeah. But it comes down to good enough. We'll get the 18-point win and move on to the next round. I mean, I think 5-6 years ago, Gonzaga almost lost as a one.
Yep.
The team put a scare into them. But, again, this one's so difficult, though. No opinion as far as will they cover.
I would say that, you know, Gonzaga's been getting, you know, one seeds or two seeds for many, many years now. I would say going back to that Hachimura team, what was that, 2019 when they lost to Texas Tech? I'd say from 2019 until today, I think even Mark Few would tell you this. His teams have so much more talent than they used to. He would have nice players, but he was a really good coach, and they'd get it done in tournament time. The team since the Hachimura team are just, they're loaded to the gills with talent.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, he's getting number one prospects back-to-back years coming out of high school. And Holmgren might be the number one overall pick. And Suggs was a monster last year.
If they hang, it's the first half, though. I mean, if they're going to hang around.
I would agree with that. Can't keep up with the offense.
Right.
Not enough there in the tank. And Gonzaga's offense gets rolling, and they kill him.
Yes.
Eventually. They pull away.
I say if you want the dog, go first half.
Yeah. And the last game, then, of this session, anyway, at 4:30 Eastern on TBS. Very intriguing game. This, I think, is going to look like the Memphis game to me. If North Carolina keeps getting bet, I might have to come back on Marquette at some point. Carolina, open up, smaller than what they are right now. Money coming in on the Tar Heels up to 4 and around 152 against Marquette. I've said this earlier in the week. Marquette, I think, peaked like from January until, you know, early to mid-February. And they've kind of, they lost their fastball, I think, so to speak. But if this number, well, now back down to 3.5, but if it goes out to 4.5 again, Marquette might be a look for me.
Tempo 38-26 should be a track meet, absolutely. How about the experience angle? Shaq has been to a Final Four. Shaq has been to 8 tournament games. This is his first one for Davis. Maybe that's experience, a big deal here.
Like, what do we know about Davis? How much stock do you put in that win that he had at Cameron
for
Coach K's final home game?
That was impressive, yeah.
Sure. But then run out in the ACC tournament. Yeah. Now a red-hot team with Vodtech, too. I do think the winner of this game can give Baylor some fits in the second round.
Oh, with the injury now as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No Cryer going there.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything you need to bet the madness this year with 24/7 streaming daily best bet emails and our tournament betting guide, including advice, data, and strategy for only $19. And whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Get analysis from our experts, including Greg Hoops-Peterson, Matt Youmans, Jonathan Von Tobel, and Tim Murray. They have insights on every key game, conference, and player to watch, from the favorites to the potential Cinderellas. Sign up today to get the betting guide plus full access to VSIN through the end of the tournament. That's April 5th for only $19 at vsin.com/madness. Coming up on the show, Paul Stone in studio in about 20 minutes with his best bets on the tournament. Mike Palm will be here as well for a full hour later on. Mike Palm's going to give advice for Vegas first-timers. I would say you have to get the app.
Advice, period.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. For those of you coming here for the first time, get the app wherever you're watching games, or get multiple apps. Don't get stuck waiting in line at 9:10 a.m. today for the Michigan tip-off. You don't want to do that. So that's one of the very first things that you can do. Up next, we will get into tournament props and a breakdown of true game-winning buzzer beaters throughout the tournament's history. Get a number in your head. How many do you think we've had over the years? I'll tell you next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Paulie is Mr. No Fun.
Yeah.
Anti-fun with a tournament. You root against buzzer beaters. You want to be the guy in the book with 4,000 people rooting on a big upset. And you're going to be sitting there, no. Come on. I don't want a buzzer beater here. Don't do it.
I just think it's just, again, the stars have to align, and it's so difficult to pull off. Like, overtimes, but the buzzer beater in particular, and there's a couple, the Bet Rivers has for the tournament, and one offshore book has round of 64. And they have round of 64, 0 is minus 140, 1 is 2-1, 2 is 5-1, 3 is 14-1.
Right.
And you ran down the history here of buzzer beaters.
Okay. So, again, to refresh people's, your thought on what a true buzzer beater is. Think of Suggs last year for Gonzaga from like 35 feet off the glass and in. That's the end of the game. Like, as he's shooting the ball, the red light behind the backboard goes off, the horn sounds, and that's the ball game, right? No 0.3 on the clock, no 0.8, none of that. And by the way, the NCAA, they refresh this every single year, and I tweeted this out last night at Mitch Moss Radio. The NCAA's website puts out a link, and they update it with every single buzzer beater in the history of the tournament. This goes back to 1977.
Beautiful.
Like, I texted you a couple last night.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Danny Ainge shot for BYU against Notre Dame? Not a true buzzer beater. Like, 1 or 2 seconds left on the clock. What was the other one I texted you?
I forgot. Let me look.
There was one more that's legendary.
Right. Yep.
And it wasn't. Oh! It was the dunk. It was
NC State.
It was the NC State dunk.
Yeah.
Not a troop. They stormed the court.
You're kidding? No, Valvano. I'm gonna hug someone.
No, he dunked it. There's time on the clock when that ball goes through the hoop.
Oh, okay.
There's like a second or two. Okay.
Very good.
So, again, you could probably win a bar bet with this. Over the weekend, if you ask just a normal person, anybody, hell, I would have lost this last year. How many buzzer beaters do you think we've had? I think people would say 100, 75, 50 at least.
Going back to the late 70s.
Not even true, but NCAA sent out 34. I watched every single video yesterday.
Okay.
There's 34, quote, buzzer beaters. Not all of them are true buzzer beaters. Again, because some of them have like a couple seconds left on the clock,
right? Sure. It's like with the Iowa game, right? Point three, whatever.
That's right.
Not doesn't count. Doesn't count. So that's, to me, these are big unit plays here.
So
BetOnline, I know the limits. I understand.
Yeah, but yeah.
Bet Rivers, you know, fire on that Bet Rivers. I mean, come on, think about that. And round of 64 again, zero is minus 140. But then for the entire tournament at Bet Rivers, it's 1.5.
Yeah. So if you can find the first round and somehow play like under 1.5.
Oh, God.
Because that was the number last year.
Yes.
I mean, first round to me, under 1.5 is just, that's a great bet. Because the true number of buzzer beaters graded by the fine print is 26. At the gun, that's it. Game winner. Walk it off. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Wow.
26 since 1977. That's it. That's all I could prove on the video.
That's all I could prove. Yeah. Awesome.
And that's, again, via the NCAA, their official website. Isn't that crazy?
It is. You've been all over this, too, studying it. That is crazy. Great prop, though. Round of 64 props. Just round of 64. Highest margin of victory, 38.5. Highest combined points, two teams, 182.5.
Okay.
Highest point total by one team, 99.5.
That's for the whole tournament.
No, this is round of 64.
Oh, that's round of 64.
They're different, gotta know.
That 99.5 is a coin flip.
Lowest combined points by two teams, 106.5. Lowest point total by one team, 47.5.
I would actually look to go under 47.5.
You ran that down. It's been a ton of unders. Most points scored in a game by one player, 35.5.
You know what? I don't know the history of that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be, again, stunned at how many teams in the first round score 43 points.
Yeah.
Or 46 points.
Yeah.
It happens almost every single year. And in a lot of years, by the way, it happens multiple times.
Yeah. And again, at BetOnline, they have the one seed to be losing or tied at halftime. No, it's 3-1.
Did you find an overtime prop?
Bet Rivers, but... Oh, no.
Like how many overtimes in the first round or how many overall for the tournament?
I'm not...
Because I didn't
overall,
see one.
I only have 1.5. I got 1.5, a round of 64.
Round of 64, 1.5.
All I have is round of 64, 1.5.
Okay.
But that's... I don't want that. Look what happened last night. Bet Rivers also has conferences... Total number, excuse me, to make this the round of 32. And they also have different numbers, too, but they have an entire tournament when you're talking about the same thing and not round of 64.
Mm-hmm.
How about this here at Circa? Will an 8 through a 16 make the final four? No, it's only minus 230. Will an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know the drill.
Yeah, yeah.
Make the final four. Yes, 2-1, no, minus 230.
Oh, man, so you get... Every 1 through 7 seed, and you got to lay 230.
Yeah. Well, I ran down the 11 seeds have been doing, but that's
I don't mind that.
That's surprising.
I don't mind that laying that juice with that. To be honest,
yeah.
You know the 1 year, going back the one outlier, when we had UConn against Kentucky in the champ, that was like a 7 versus an 8. That was the 1 year the former mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman, he and I have had like bets we made in the public over the years. I offered him that bet that year because Louisville was a 4 and Michigan State was a 4 and they were the two favorites to like win the whole thing because the seeding was so dumb that year.
Oh, God.
I said, I will give you every, I actually gave him the option. You can have every single 1 through 3 seed or the field to win the tournament. He goes, give me the 4 and up. I said, no problem. You got a deal. It was even money. Of course, we had a 7 gotcha. Versus an 8
to win, God.
For the tournament. Yeah.
And he got you on the Super Bowl bet too.
Yeah, I had a Super 7 one year. Giants. The only team I did not have my Super 7, Giants beat the
Eli
Patriots,
Manning.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hey, good. We got to get him on again. He's a character.
Oh, he will let me have it.
He's awesome. Bet Rivers has the total points in the tournament, 97.5.
97.5, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we touched on this briefly yesterday. So for those of you who love to fill out brackets, and this could be, you know, for betting purposes as well, from 2003 to 2018, 194 teams seeded 1 through 9 had an adjusted offensive efficiency below 115 and an adjusted defensive efficiency above 90. They've made the tournament. About 85% of those teams exited in the first weekend, and a total of 3 made the final four. So last year, and it's been adjusted a little bit over the years, last year and 2019. Take out 2020, no tournament, obviously. 18 teams made the tournament in that criteria. 2019 and 2021, all 18 teams were gone by the end of the first round. So the teams that fit that bill this year, quickly, I'll run down the list. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Illinois, Providence, Arkansas, UConn, Colorado State, Murray State, Michigan State, USC, North Carolina, Seton Hall, Boise, Memphis, Marquette, TCU, and Creighton. Some of those teams play each other, but it goes beyond that again, because if they win their first round game, that means they're probably up against it in their second round game as well.
You have to have balance and be a complete team.
You do.
But still, you can have, like a South Dakota State, you can have a great offense and a lousy defense, and the great offense, you can be so hot it can overcome the defense.
Yep.
I mean, that can happen. But in terms of, yes, first round and what that's astonishing.
Sure. But for teams that don't fit that, you know, they have weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
they can get by for sure, but it's very rare. Again, like I said, three teams out of 195, was it, to make the Final Four, going all the way back to 2003? That's crazy. And Wisconsin's a three seed. I mean, there's a reason why people are kind of scoffing at their seed along with Providence, and like they're weak and they're lucky and they're bet against. Like, they fit these numbers. And I brought this up yesterday. I can recall last year, Texas came in red hot. They were the three seed. They won the Big 12 tournament.
Oh, was that ugly.
They fit the mold of this KenPom history, and they lost and they couldn't score on offense. And they were like a 9-point favorite against Abilene Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a late game on Friday night. Maybe it was the late game one of the nights, because the tournament was out of whack last year. And I'm watching that game thinking, it's going to happen again. They're going to lose this game outright, and they did. They were pathetic in that game.
Yep.
Totally exposed.
Yep. Expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. Even the Ohio State thing. I mean, how good was that story last year? I feel bad for the guy. Yes, it happened. But the guy went to William Hill right before tip-off. Give me $100,000 on Ohio State to win it all. Lost to Oral Roberts. And a 15 goes to the Sweet 16. Yep. That's why you got to be careful with this. Wow, look what conference they play in. Every year we see this.
Every year.
It doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
And someone you never heard of will go to the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16.
Sure.
And look at all the, you know, the Butlers, the VCUs, the George Masons, the Davidsons. I mean, Elite Eight, Kent State, Elite Eight,
actually,
Final
see,
Four.
That's a great prop. Highest seed to make the Elite Eight will be what?
That's a good one.
See, that I'm going over 7.5.
Yo, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, the run with these 11 seeds is nuts.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, college football and basketball handicapper Paul Stone is going to join the show. He'll run down his best bets for day one of the tournament. Coming up next here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.